إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة التحريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، ومن أصدق من الله قيلة. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. This great ayah from Surah At-Tahrim requires a very serious attention. It may very well change our lives, including our attitude, our behavior, and our personality. The address in this ayah is to the so-called believers, the ones who claim to be Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding them to first save themselves and then second their families from the fire of hell. What a great reminder by way of command. O you who profess to believe, qu anfusakum, literally it means save yourselves. Qu is an imperative in the plural form. O believers, save yourselves. The question is, what is salvation? According to the divine explanation, salvation is to believe in Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to act righteously, to enjoin one another to truth, and enjoin one another to patience and perseverance. According to Islam, and in one of the simplest and most important surahs of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the concept of salvation. The surah is very brief and short. It was revealed in the early days of the Meccan period of the prophethood. The surah is only 3 ayat in length, and it is called Al-Asr. Wal-Asr, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Regarding this great surah, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah concluded, had Allah Ta'ala sent from the Quran only Surah Al-Asr, it would have been sufficient for the salvation of mankind. لو لم ينزل من القرآن سوى سورة العصر لكفت الناس. That's how profound سورة العصر is. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. I swear by the time, by the fleeting time, most surely man is in loss. Rather, surely man is doomed, except those who believed, done the good deeds, enjoined one another to truth and enjoined one another to patience and perseverance. Conclusion. Man is ruined, and this is the general rule with Allah Almighty. This is the decree of the pronouncement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on man. He had already passed his verdict. Generally speaking, man is devastated except those who fulfill four things together. Number one, having the real faith, the real iman in the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, do the righteous and virtuous deeds, al-amal al-salih. Number three, enjoin or exhort one another to the propagation and the struggle for the truth, the just social order. And number four, exhort one another to patience, perseverance, and steadfastness. Alhamdulillah, and praise be to God, of all mankind, at least we Muslims believe that we may be saved. We Muslims have been placed on the right and correct path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah said, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day I have perfected your deen, your religion, your way of life for you. Completed my favor upon you and have chosen and been pleased for Islam as your deen, as your way of life, as your system and code of life. Whoever does not follow the manhaj, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the code of life that Allah had chosen and been pleased with for us, is surely destined to be doomed. Our deen, our religion is perfect, and whoever deviates and accepts other systems besides Islam shall find his or her place in the ranks of the losers in the hereafter. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever seeks a deen, a religion other than Islam, it will not be accepted of him or her. And on the Day of Judgment, in the hereafter, they will be in the ranks of the losers. Now that we are on the right path, how can we guarantee our success? How can we save our skin from burning in the hellfire for eternity? To say I am a Muslim is easy. To be a real mu'min is not easy. To say I am a believer is one thing, and to be one is another thing. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands and orders the believers, or at least those who profess to believe, to save themselves and help save others, particularly their families, from the blazing fire of hell. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. This great ayah suggests the following. Number one, a believer's goal in life must always be the paradise. The objective is, how can I be successful on the Day of Judgment? Point number two. In this regards, salvation that is, one has to be selfish, rather extremely selfish. And number three, to have a sense of caring and wanting to save others with you. To have the love for others as you love for yourself. Let's see if we can shed some light on these three points. The first point, point number one. My goal in life should be, must be, paradise. And not just any place in paradise. I want the highest place in paradise. Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. This is what the Prophet said. Whenever you ask Allah, Salul Jannah, Salul Firdaus. Ask Him for the highest place in the paradise. My focus has to be on Al-Akhirah, the hereafter. I want to be successful on the Day of Judgment. Now, oftentimes we forget as to why we exist and why we have been created. This is because we are captured, we are taken over by the dazzling and glittering world around us. This is because we are inflicted with the diseases of loving this world. And we tend to forget that we came from Allah and we are surely returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While on this journey, we must constantly remind ourselves of the following three things. Number one, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We came from Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we shall all return back to Him, each and every one of us. There is no escape to that. As a matter of fact, it is our tradition to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, when someone dies. While we're living, however, we tend to be unmindful of this fact and think that we're going to live forever. Two, we are here in this world of matter for a very short period of our eternal existence. It may be 20, 30, 50, 70, 90, or 150 years. No matter how long we live in this world, it would seem to be a moment or less compared to eternity. It would be like a dream, very short and quick. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. On the day when they see it, the hour, it would seem to them as though they had only stayed or lived in the world for a single evening or at most till the morning, till the following morning. There will be no other chance. And finally, number three, this short-lived period is a period of testing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that very clear in various places in the Quran. In Surah Al-Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah with this. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Blessed is He in whose the dominion of the world is in His hands and He has power over everything. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. It is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created death and life to test you. Which one of you would act best in deeds? وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. And He is Almighty, Forgiving. In Surah Al-Insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, again from the very beginning, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Has there come upon man ever any period of time when he was nothing, not even mentioned? We created man from a drop of mingled sperm in order to try him, to test him. So we gave him the gifts of hearing and sight. We showed him the way, whether he is grateful or ungrateful. This life of ours is an examination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all the necessary faculties and supported us with all that we need in this world. He literally made our test easy. Now it is up to us to study hard and be awarded with honors, or to party all the time and flunk the test and be miserable for the rest of our lives in the hereafter. The choice is ours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simultaneously presents the two pictures side by side. فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. On the other hand, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. This is a comparison between those who are grateful and those who are ungrateful. And for those who transgressed all bounds, فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا and preferred the life of this world, فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Indeed, surely their abode or dwelling is hell. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. As for those who fear the standing before their Lord on the Day of Judgment and restrain their souls from its desires, the sinful lusts, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Indeed, the garden will surely be their abode or resting place, the paradise. In a very short hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised, he said, الْكَيِّسُ مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Truly, the intelligent person is someone who had subdued and controlled his nafs, his desires, his lusts, and his actions, his deeds, are for the akhirah, lima ba'd al-maut, to that what comes after death. And we all know what comes after death, resurrection and the day of judgment. Therefore, we must focus our gaze on the akhirah, and our goal has to be to earn the paradise. That's the first point. The second point, for this goal, salvation, one has to be absolutely selfish. Now, this word selfish sounds negative and has a bad connotation, naturally. We are taught the opposite, of course. But for the sake of paradise, however, one has to be selfish, rather extremely selfish. Why? This is because a believer understands that on that great day of accountability, Yawm al-Din, neither my wife nor my children, neither my relatives nor my friends will be able to help me on that day. The believer is aware of the horrible scene when the panic button is pushed and the people rush to the Grand Assembly. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةِ يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. On that day, when the shrieking voice, when the shrieking sound, when the trumpet is blown, every individual will be fleeing from his brother and his mother and father and his spouse, the wife from the husband and the husband from the wife and from the children. Each one of them is busy, worried. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Is busy with his own personal matter. And then in Surah Al-Mumtahina, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? لَن تَنْفَعَكُمْ أَرْحَامُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Neither your relatives, أَرْحَامَكُمْ صِلَةُ الرَّحِمِ, your relatives, nor your children will benefit you on that day. On the day of judgment, يوم القيامة يفصل بينكم. Allah will separate you. والله بما تعملون بصير. And Allah seeing precisely every little action of yours. He knows what you are doing. Actually, this is the day when the test is over. And the people are awaiting the results. What will happen on that day? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a very clear picture. Naturally, if you are taking an exam, it can be one of two things. Either you do well and succeed, or you are not going to do well and fail. Those who have studied very hard, they will have no problem. Actually, they will be anxious to receive the results. But those who were partying all the time and having fun in this world, they will be trembling. Some of them will be drowning with their own sweat to their knees, to the waist, to their necks, trembling from the fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Abasa again, He describes the picture of these two individuals. وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ وَوُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرَةٌ تَرْهَقُهَا قَتَرَةٌ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَةُ. This is the picture actually between the ones who were grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, followed His path, did exactly what He wanted them to do, lived their lives here in this world as humble, loving, obedient slaves of His. And on the other side, you have exactly the opposite picture. On that day, you will find faces, smiling faces, brightened faces, mustabshira, waiting for the good news, waiting for the results. وَوَجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرَةٌ. And on that day you will find faces covered with dust. تَرْهَقُهَا قَتَرَةٌ. Looking very fatigued and tired. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَةُ. Indeed, they are the wicked ones who were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who rebelled against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question is, how do I save myself? The answer would be to become a humble, loving, obedient slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through dedicating my life to Him, announcing, إِنَّا صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Surely my salah, my sacrifice, my life and my death is for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. In other words, total surrendering and submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To live the life of a mu'min, not just a Muslim. Don't settle for being a Muslim. Rise up to becoming a real mu'min, where you really mean what you say when you promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. We save ourselves by accepting all of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it may be difficult for us to carry out those commandments and those orders from Allah, to possess the qualities of a mu'min. And what are some of those qualities? To be humble and guard the prayers, all the prayers, pray on time. As-salatu imaduddin. Additionally, do your nawafil, sunnah mu'akkada, and guard them too. And then do your witr, and then even additional salah, tahajjud. To restrain from anything that wastes time, such as watching filth on television, or staying up until 2-3 o'clock in the morning, browsing, surfing the internet, and missing salah, missing fajr. To restrain from backbiting, gossiping, لغو. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Those who restrain, those who stay away from anything that wastes time. To make sure that our transactions are in accordance to the teachings, to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't earn from haram sources, from haram means. This is how we save ourselves. Our risk has to be 100% halal. The food we eat has to be halal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the good things. Why not eat the good things? One can save himself or herself by not cheating or deceiving the people. Don't steal and don't lie. To lure our gaze, don't look at the opposite sex. To give the dues of the people, to guard their trusts. to ordain good and forbid evil. All these are part of the amal salih. To avoid, of course, the kabair. One of the biggest of the kabair, we know it is shirk. And one of the shirk is the hidden shirk. A part of shirk is the hidden shirk in which the Prophet ﷺ described, it's like a black ant crawling on a black rock on a very dark night. Can you detect that? You can't. This is the hidden shirk. Very hard to detect. What is it? To worship yourself, your nafs, your hawa. We talked about that, the ayah. فَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. To restrain from worshipping your own ilah. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you seen such a person who had taken not Allah as his God, but his own nafs, his own soul as his God? To struggle to promote the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to call the people to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to call the Muslims to the Qur'an, you'll be on the path of saving yourself inshaAllah ta'ala. And for an assignment, please refer to Surah Al-Mu'minun, Surah number 23, from the beginning of the Surah until Ayah number 11, and Surah Al-Furqan, Surah number 25, ayat number 61 to 77, from 61 until the end of the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a beautiful description as to who a true believer really is. Who is a real mu'min? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And then you go through the ayat, find out for yourself, and say, I want to be like that believer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in Surah Al-Mu'minun. In Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts a very clear picture as to who is Abdul Rahman, the slave, the humble, loving, obedient slave of Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He talks about them. So this is your assignment. Look up those ayat and make a clear intention and say, I want to be the believer. I want to be Abdul Rahman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all of the true believers and keep us on the straight path as He placed us in the first place. Allahumma ameen. Aqul qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin wal muslimat. Fastaghfiruh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. To proceed with the third point, which requires much more elaboration because it is very important. I'm just going to give you the gist of it, and then inshallah ta'ala I will pick up that topic next week and talk more about it because of its great importance. Now I did say that you have to be selfish, and yes, by all means we have to be selfish. It's like Sayyidina Jabir. The Prophet was preparing his people to go out on an expedition. There was some competition between him and his father. His father wanted to go out to the battlefield. And he had five daughters, or perhaps six, I don't remember. From the bab of Birr al-Walidain, the father asked Jabir. He said, you stay with your sisters. Someone has to be with them. They need a mahram. He said, no. I'll go and you stay with them. You're an old man. Then he said, but I'm your father and I am telling you, I'm ordering you to stay with your sisters. آثرني على نفسك. Give yourself up to me. Let me go. You stay here with your sisters. What was finally the response of Jabir رضي الله عنه? والله لو كانت لغير الجنة لأثرتك. Had it been for any other thing than the paradise, I would have given up myself and stayed here. You see how selfish one has to be? This is a chance we may never get in our lives. But we do have one chance, and that is to stay and remain on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after becoming selfish in this regards, you have to have additionally a sense of caring and wanting to save others with you. Because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. That's why Allah commanded that we should first save ourselves and then save our family. What is family? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lumped all of the people in the world in one word called Ahlikum. Ahlikum by definition means your immediate families, your spouses, your children, your relatives, your Muslim brothers and sisters, and the non-Muslims as well. Because we're all, after all, are the children of Adam and Hawa. We must have that sense of caring and wanting to save others from falling in the pit of the hellfire. Once you made this decision of wanting to become a real mu'min and give up everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like, of all the people, your immediate family becomes your number one enemy. I just want to bring this to your attention. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about that in Surah At-Taghabun. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًّا لَكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُمْ فَإِنْ تَعْفُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Why is that? Because when you decide to give up anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you want to earn from halal sources, and you want to sustain a good life that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Almighty, and your family is going in the other direction, and they're not ready to go in that path that you have chosen and selected for yourself, then what happens? They will demand more and more and more of this world. And you say, no, well, I can't do that because I don't take riba anymore, or whatever the case may be. And the wife may demand that I want a 1-carat diamond ring, and the kids be sent to Harvard. So now the father would have to do one of two things. Either go out and steal, or get a loan on riba and interest to please the family. And now you tell me, on the day of judgment, who's the enemy? It's the family. Please understand, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about that in the Quran, He's not talking about your typical enemy on the battlefield. This is a potential enemy that may take you away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended the ayah by saying, فَإِن تَعْفُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. You admonish them, you be patient with them, you persist to be on the path that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what the consequences are. On the other hand, your attitude should be that you should overlook what happened, you should forgive, and you should ask for forgiveness. فَإِن تَعْفُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving, is merciful. InshaAllah ta'ala, we'll talk more on this subject next week, bi'idhnillah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all from the fire of hell and grant us the highest place in the paradise, Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allah malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiyya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، وارحمنا برحمتك الواسعة يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وأقم الصلاة يرحمني وأرحمك.